Hello friends, welcome to WeSchool. We are on chapter 6, a very interesting chapter on the basics of forwards, futures and options for agriculture price risk management. Up till now, we studied about key features of agriculture and basic concepts of risk management in chapter 1. In chapter 2, we understood the agricultural markets. Then we saw the price risk assessments, the methods, tools, techniques, and in the previous chapter, we saw about the tools and strategies. And now it's the time to understand specialized way of dealing with agricultural price risk management. When I say specialized way, these are a sort of tools which helps you to balance the risk. These are more useful for locking in the price in advance for a future transaction. And in case of option, you not only lock the price, but you have a right, but not an obligation. So if you feel the market trend is not favorable, you can straight away decide not to buy that contract. So hence this would be a very interesting chapter, a very recent trend, but its evolution dates since many years back. So what are we going to learn? We are going to understand the concept of derivatives. Derivative is a contract, and forwards, futures and options are types of derivatives. We will compare what is a forward, what is a future, what is an option. We'll understand the regulatory framework governing the forward, futures and options in India. Then we'll also understand these derivatives with the help of case studies, which will mitigate the agricultural price risk. Next, we will be integrating derivatives with other risk management tools. So it is not just a one-off, but a complement to the existing risk management tools and strategies. And then we'll finally come to the future outlook on the role of financial instruments for agricultural price risk management. So let's start with some basic concepts on derivatives contract. Farmers may have to face an actual outcome different than expected, uncertain events for various reasons such as weather, climate, cost inputs, price, various equipments that are needed for the agriculture, etc., etc. And he has to face a risk because of these unexpected events. The response to the risk can vary based on the farmer's risk appetite and risk tolerance. And here comes the usefulness of tools and strategies to either transfer the risk, prevent the risk, mitigate the risk, or even accept the risk. Derivative contracts help farmers to manage the risk with the help of a forward, futures and options, which are nothing but a contract. When we talk about forward contract, it's a bilateral contract between two parties. When we talk about futures and options, they are actually executed on a commodities exchange. Derivatives are contracts between buyers and sellers, and this contract derives its value from one or more basic variables called the underlyings. The underlyings can be agricultural commodities, it can be metal, it can be livestock, or any other commodity that is decided between the two parties, especially when it is bilateral. But when it comes to a derivative on a commodity exchange, the buyer and seller can deal with only those commodities which are listed on the exchange. Farmers can hedge risk against agricultural price, and he can also use derivatives for speculation or arbitrage. Trading in derivatives can happen on bilateral terms between two parties over the counter, that is when we call them as a forward contract, or through a standardized contract on a commodity exchange, which can be a futures contract or a option contract. Now, when we talk about derivatives, the derivatives market emerged as a major force in 1970s due to certain precise reasons. Number one, the collapse of the Bretton Woods system in 1971 resulted in increased price volatility, leading to a new need for risk management tool. The breakdown of the fixed exchange rate regime resulted in constant price and currency value fluctuations. Higher interest rates and market volatility increase the risk exposure for financial market participants. A new pressure of demand and supply on different currencies was created due to the price volatility. So having understood the reasons for origination of derivative contract, now let's classify the derivatives based on the underlying asset. So this classification can be done into commodity derivative, financial derivative. When an underlying asset is a commodity, like rice, wheat, jeera, coriander, barley, corn, paper, cinnamon, sesam, sugar, jute, turmeric, corn, soybean, crude, oil, natural gas, gold, silver, copper, etc., we call it as a commodity derivative. But when the underlying is a treasury bill, stocks, bonds, foreign exchange, stock index, gilt-edged securities, cost of living index, more specifically the financial instruments, then we call it as a financial derivative. When we talk about commodity derivatives, they can be further classified into energy, metal, livestock and meat and agri products. When we talk about the energy, it can be encompassing the crude oil, Brent crude oil, heating oil, natural gas and gasoline. Metals include gold, silver, platinum, nickel, aluminium and copper. Livestock and meat can cover the lean hogs, hog bellies, live cattle, meat processing and feeder cattle. The agri products can be jeera, sesam, coriander, barley, corn, soybean, wheat, rice, cocoa, coffee, cotton, and sugar. This category also includes soft commodities like coffee, cocoa, and sugar. When we classify derivatives based on the instrument, we can classify them into basic derivatives and complex derivatives. Basic derivatives are practical tools of the trade, which can include the forward contract, future contract, option contracts, and even warrants and convertibles. When we talk about complex derivatives, they can include the swap and other exotic non-standard contracts, such as the basket options, barrier options, the click-it options, the chooser options, the look-back options, rainbow options, binary options, compound options, and even the spread options. Now let's look at each one of this one by one. The forward contract. A forward contract is an arrangement between two parties to buy or sell an asset at a specified price and predetermined date and time in future, culminating in a mutually binding customized agreement. So what happens in this case, two parties come together and decide they're going to buy or sell a specified commodity, and this is a contract done today, but the actual action will take place later at a predetermined price and date and time. For example, a bakery owner agrees to buy wheat from a farmer at rupees 60 per kg after 3 months. So even though the contract is done today, if whatever the price later, the price that has to be actually traded would be rupees 60 that is agreed on today. Forward contracts are negotiated and traded directly over the counter, and they are specifically called bilateral agreements because they are executed between two parties who specify the price, the quantity, the date and time in advance. A forward contract, that's an arrangement between two parties, and it does not have any connection with a commodities exchange. Forward contracts are negotiated over the counter, which means they are not executed on the exchange. And because of this main reason, there can exist a counterparty risk. When we talk about counterparty, the seller may pose a risk by not fulfilling the obligation of paying for to the buyer, which is not the case in case of a future contract, because the counterparty risk is a sort of guaranteed by the exchange. What are the advantages of this OTC market? They are flexible because they are executed between two parties. The contract can be customized, unlike the standard contracts on the future on this commodity exchange. They have lower transaction cost, which can be agreed between two parties, and there can be a wide product range, unlike the standardized contract in the future. The contract can be designed based on situation, circumstance, and the quality of product used by a farmer in hedging and speculation transaction. Now, let's look at the future contract. similar to a forward contract. A future contract is an arrangement between two parties to buy or sell an asset at a specified price and a predetermined date and time in the future. But the difference between a forward and a future is a future contract is executed through a centralized and organized commodity exchange. In case of our agri commodities, it is an agri commodity exchange. Using a future contract, a farmer can lock the price, selling price for agricultural commodity in advance after 3 months actual action taking place, regardless of the potential of the price fluctuation in the agricultural market, ensuring a fixed return without any revenue loss. So the farmer doesn't have to worry about any fluctuation that is happening in the future because the price is locked in advance. A future contract specifies the underlying asset to be bought or sold in the standardized contract, unlike a customized contract in a forward contract. And this standardized contract makes clear specification about the quantity, quality, delivery date, and delivery terms as per the rules and regulations of the commodity exchange. Unlike the forwards, future contracts are standardized, that is, they have greater liquidity and fungibility in the market. Because these contracts are listed on the commodity exchange, a lot number of buyers and sellers are connected through the exchange, and that's the reason the liquidity is higher in case of a future contract. Future contracts are always traded on a centralized commodity exchange. So having discussed forward and future, now let's look at the main difference between a forward and a future contract. In terms of nature, a forward contract is traded on over-the-counter. A future contract is traded on a centralized commodity exchange. Contract terms are customized in case of a forward contract, whereas in case of a future contract, they are standardized. When we talk in terms of liquidity, forward contracts may be less liquid. Future contracts are more liquid because of the wide range of traders connected with the exchange. Margin payment may not be required in a forward contract, but it requires margin payment by both buyer and seller in case of a future contract. The margin payment is made to the commodity exchange. In case of settlement, forward contracts end at the end of the period, whereas this settlement at the end of the period happens in case of a forward contract, whereas in case of a future, it follows the daily settlement. When it comes to squaring off, counterparty of the bilateral contract, whereas in case of future, it can be any member of the exchange based on the transaction. When we talk about a counterparty risk, yes, it exists in case of a forward contract, or in case of a future contract does not exist because the counterparty risk is guaranteed by clear incorporation of the commodity exchange. So more or less, the forward and future contracts are similar in purpose, except the execution where it happens, or origination where it happens. Let's now look at an options contract, which is different than a forward or a future. An option is a derivative contract in which the buyer has a right but not an obligation to buy or sell. If the buyer exercises the option, the seller of the option has to honor the commitment. So in case of this, the writer is obliged to honor the commitment, whereas the buyer has an option. He can buy or not buy based on what the market trends appears. The buyer pays the seller a price, which is called as a premium for owning this right, and the writer of the option has a short position, which is selling. The buyer's profit is the seller's loss, and vice versa. When we talk about options, there can be two types of options, a call option and a put option. The holder of a call option gets the right to buy, but not an obligation, the underlying asset at a certain price, or and it is for a certain date. The price can be called as exercise price or a strike price, whereas the date is called as the expiration date. The holder of a put option gets the right to sell, but not an obligation, the underlying asset at a certain price, exercise price or strike price, and certain date, that is expiration date. When we talk about options, there can be four types of participants: buyers of call, sellers of call, buyers of puts, sellers of puts, based on what type of transaction they enter into. Option pricing is very interesting. The option premium is calculated on the basis of intrinsic value and time value. Intrinsic value determines the amount the holder of the option will get if he exercises the option at a time, and time value is simply the difference between the premium and the intrinsic value. Three types of scenarios can happen in case of options: in the money, out the money, and at the money. What is in the money? when the in case of a call option, a higher current price than the strike price allows the holder to buy the asset at lower price, whereas in case of a put option, a lower current price than the strike price allows the holder to sell the asset at a higher price. What happens in the money? It leads to profit in either case of the holder. In case of out of money, it is exactly opposite. In case of a call option, a lower strike price than the current market price would deter the buyer from buying as they can buy cheaper, whereas in case of a put option, higher current market price than the strike price would deter the sellers from selling them and buy it at a higher price. In case of an out of option, there is no intrinsic value. The time value decreases, the option approaches the expiration date. In case of at the money options, both call and put option, no built-in profit or loss from exercising the option as a strike price is approximately equal to the current price. So options might get influenced by other factors such as time decay and changes in implied volatility in the future. So what are the risk management strategies with an option contract? The seller can negotiate a higher strike price and limit the quantity they are obligated to sell to reduce the risk exposure. To protect against the risk fluctuation, the seller can enter into another future or option contract to lock in a selling price offsets the potential loss. So this is a sort of balancing one risk against the another and get protection against the price fluctuation. There can be different types of options based on their style. Like the European option contract are exercised on the expiration date. The American option contract are exercised at any time before or on the expiration date. The Asian options contract, in case of Asian option contract, the payoff is determined by the average underlying asset price in a time frame rather than the price at expiration. The Bermudian option contract are exercised only on certain predetermined dates. The binary options contract payoff is a fixed amount if the option expires in the money, otherwise they expire worthless. In case of barrier option, they become exercisable or ceases to exist on reaching the barrier. In exotic option, it includes non-standard features and can be a combination of different contract features. In basket options, underlying asset is a basket of other assets rather than a single asset. In clicked options, the payoff depends on the cumulative performance of the underlying asset having multiple strike prices and a combination of call and put features. In case of chooser options, holder can choose the option type between a call and a put option before the expiry date. The look-back options have a provision in which the payoff depends upon the highest or the lowest price of the underlying asset during the option's lifetime. In rainbow options, the payoff depends on the relative performance of the assets. In compound options, the holder gets the right to buy or sell another option. In case of spread options, the payoff depends on the differences in prices between the two underlying assets. So having understood the different option styles, then the main concept comes about the options payoff matrix. Option contracts have non-linear or asymmetric payoff. That is, losses and profits for the buyer and seller of an option do not follow a straight line. What does this mean? One party, the option buyer to the contract, can have an unlimited upside while limiting its downside to the option premium, whereas the losses of the other party, that is option seller, can be unlimited for an limited upside. So the option premium. So it can be a dangerous game for the seller wherein the losses can be unlimited. In compensation for just the option premium. Now let's look at the different option strategies. Option strategies can be used to hedge against any risk, to gain some income, or even to speculate on a future price. There can be various option strategies. Let's discuss a few of them, like the butterfly spread, the iron condor, the straddle, the strangle, the covered call, and the protective put. What is a butterfly spread? In a butterfly spread, a farmer can buy one call option at a lower strike price. Let's presume that is at X1. At the same time, he will sell two call options at a middle strike price X2 and buy another call option at a higher strike price X3. So this combination of deals are included in a butterfly spread. Farmers can profit if the expiration price is near the middle strike price X2 losses will be limited to the premium paid. In case of an iron condor, a farmer can buy and sell four options at different strike price, selling a call and a put at a higher strike price and buying a call and a put at a lower strike price. And this strategy is used to book profits from the lower volatility. In case of a straddle, a farmer can construct selling a call and a put with the same strike price and the expiration date and book profits from significant price movements. In case of a strangle can be constructed by selling a call and a put with different strike price and book profits from high volatility. A covered call helps farmer to own a long position and sell a call position against the same. The premiums received contribute to the profit. In case of a protective put, a farmer can own a long position and buy a put position against it. The premium received contributes to the profits and it limits the farmer's downside risk at a small premium paid for the put option. So friends, you have to note a very important happening that options are gaining popularity. And what could be the reasons? The reasons are very clear. Number one, it gives price protection. In case of agri commodities, price protection to the farmers. It gives the flexibility, especially with forward futures and the options contract. There is a less dependency on the market direction. Price protection without limiting profit potential. Smaller investment in the premium. So with a small premium, the buyer can get an option to buy, but not an obligation. Trading on exchange with standard specification. So like in case of a forward contract, the counterparty guarantee is there and there is no risk due to counterparty. And the specifications are standardized, so very little reasons to dispute. Liquidity is due to the large number of participants in the commodity exchange and minimal risk as everything is streamlined. Now, over and above, the commodity exchange is functioning in a very regulated environment. About them, security exchange oversees the regulatory framework governing forward futures and options, including the securities market in India. When it comes to foreign exchange market, Reserve Bank of India oversees it. The Reserve Bank of India regulates the forward contract under the Foreign Exchange Management Act of 1999, whereas the SEBI regulates futures and options contract under the Securities Contract Regulation Act 1956 and the Securities and Exchange Board of India Act 1992. Where can applications of derivatives happen? Obviously, it will happen to mitigate agricultural price risk. However, derivatives offer valuable tools to the farmers in agricultural supply chain to mitigate this risk and bring stability and manage agrarian price risk. Farmers can protect their income from sharp price swings, ensuring a more predictable returns from farm operations. They can plan their production and marketing strategies effectively, manage risk and improve financial stability. Farmers can also secure loans for farm improvements with higher creditworthiness with a stable financial situation. Farmers can also integrate these derivatives with other risk management tools, but what we call it as a holistic risk management. The holistic risk management happens by combining financial instruments with other risk management tools to enhance the effectiveness and raise the overall risk management strategies to cover a wide range of risk. Farmers can enhance resilience, optimize performance, create value in the vast agricultural landscape, and achieve a more robust and sustainable risk management framework. What is the future outlook? Future outlook is very bright, especially when we talk about derivatives application for risk coverage into agriculture. The future outlook for the role of financial instruments in agricultural price management is very bright. It is characterized by innovations, integration, and adaptation to the emerging challenges and opportunities. In your book, we have mentioned various case studies wherein you can understand how these risk management tools, more specifically with options, futures and forwards, can be applied for agricultural commodities. The power of derivatives will significantly help farmers manage risk effectively, optimize returns, and contribute to the sustainable and resilient agricultural systems. The role of forwards, futures, and options in agriculture price risk management is evolving. A lot more is to come and is expected to become more profound in the coming years. So with this, we complete a very important chapter on basics of forward, futures, and options. Next chapter, we will see how the hedging actually happens. Thank you.